ta'ala alone, individually, singly. And you're going to give and render a total account of everything from the time you know yourself till the time your eyes closed. A complete record. So Imam Ghazali says, rahmatullahi alayhi, that to the extent that you have got this, right, then it would decide the strength of your deen. Like a human heart, right? He says that a human heart, if it is sound, it is strong, then you see all the other organs are working very well. Eyes are well, ears are well, lungs, liver, kidneys, everything is functioning well. But the moment the heart begins to collapse and weaken down, then that will determine the weakness of the other limbs or other organs. Right? Everything, he doesn't have the strength, he can't walk, he walks a few steps, he loses breath, he grasps for breath. Why? The heart is failing. It's not as sound, it's not as strong as what it used to be. So everything is failing, everything is collapsing in him. It's marking his end. So like the human heart, it will decide the strength of the rest of the body, the entire body. It will tell you how strong this person is. Similarly, is this message of Surah Yasin, the concept of the hereafter, the belief of the hereafter, that I have to die, I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala. There is a thing like Jannah, Jahannam. There is a life beyond this life here. So this concept, this yaqeen, has to be ingrained into the heart. It can't just be an imagination. It's one of those things, one of those procedures. It can't be an imagination. It has to be a reality. Similarly, now you find approximately 7 surahs in the Quran Sharif. We're talking about the grandeur of the Quran Sharif, the merits, the virtue, the excellence of the Quran Sharif. You've got approximately 7 surahs in the Quran Sharif that start off with Hameem. And the Hameem surahs, it's like the very nucleus of the Quran Sharif. It's the nucleus, it's the brains of the Quran Sharif. It's all these surahs. Right? So there must be some reason why this is termed and declared as the nucleus, the brain of the Quran Sharif. Right? The hadith extols the virtues of Surah Hameem, especially this Hameem wal Kitab al Mubin, Surah Mu'min, right? That the person that recites Ayatul Kursi and the first 3 verses of Surah Hameem, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Azizil Alim, غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. He recites these 3 verses after surah, after Ayatul Kursi, then Allah Ta'ala will ward away all difficulties for the entire day. And similarly, if he does this during the night towards the evening, then Allah Ta'ala will ward away every pain, every difficulty from his path for the entire night. Provided obviously is done with yaqeen and conviction, then this is the asar, this is the effect what Ayatul Kursi and this beginning verses of Surah Hameem will do for you. Similarly, it is also mentioned, it's recorded in the hadith, that if you are attacked at night, some enemy attacks you at night, then recite Hameem la yun sarun. If you do this, what will happen? Your enemy won't get the better over you. He will be defeated. You will overwhelm him, overcome the enemy. Hameem la yun sarun. A very interesting story is mentioned in the books of hadith, that there was a person that used to meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, very prominent, strong person, a leading type of a personality coming in from Sham and Syria, used to come and dutifully would meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu looked at him, his ways, his behavior, mannerisms were very excellent. So Hazrat Umar used to be liking his presence, like his association. But for some time, Hazrat Umar didn't see him. So it is in the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يَتَفَقَّدُ أَصْحَابُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make tafaqqud, used to inquire about the well-being of his companions. Someone is in poverty, someone is in constraints, he needs medical attention, something or the other. But why is he not around? So this was the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you should take care. He's caring. It's a loving person, caring person, compassionate person. What's happened to this person? I don't see him. Is he in some type of a medical problem? Financial constraint, what is it? Why is it? I don't see him. So someone mentioned to Umar radiallahu anhu, uska poocho hi mat, he's gone. This man is a loser now. He's lost. What happened? He went into drinking, drugs, all day, virtually the whole day he's lost in this. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, now look at the response, look at the reaction. See, these people understood the Quran, And they knew exactly how to apply the Quran Sharif. There must be some reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also announced that if there was a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He encapsulated the whole Quran Sharif, understood it. Not just section. Sometimes what happens is that some things of convenience we would take. It's not a pick and choose thing. So he, as though he understood the Quran, he was living the Quran Sharif. So Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, the people that were around him, he asked them, let's make dua for this person. It's our brother after all. And let's make dua. It could be myself, it could be you, it could be our children, it could be our near and dear one that has got involved in this thing here. Should we just embarrass him, disgrace him, insult him, humiliate him? Or should we look for his betterment? What do we do? When we are confronted with this type of a situation, sometimes we don't understand how we should be reacting. Should we humiliate the person, make it a public talk, put into the chat sites? What should we be doing? How should we be responding? And the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and especially the Khulafa-i-Rashideen, they will tell you exactly, all right, you are confronted with this type of a situation, this is how you're supposed to be responding. So, as Umar radiallahu anhu gets the Sahaba that are around him, make dua for this person, it's our brother after all, and if we were in that position, we would have liked the same, we would have appreciated that someone's concerned about is making dua for us, although in absentia, but he's making dua for us. How glad won't we feel? After the dua, then he wrote these verses here, Hamim, and then these three verses. And thereafter, he asked one person to deliver that letter to this Shami, or deliver it, but personally, go and deliver it to him personally. If you see him in a state of drunkenness, don't give it to him, and don't give it to someone else to pass it on to him, you won't give it to him directly. Anyway, Umar radiallahu anhu heard the news thereafter, that this person read the letter, he read it again. Allah has promised me his forgiveness. He's so merciful. He's so compassionate. And he began to cry uncontrollably. And then they say there wasn't a person that disgusted the same habit like this person here. So when Hazrat Umar heard about this, he says to the Sahaba-i-Kiram that were around him, he says to them, see, فَكَذَلِكَ فَفَعَلُوا. If this, in this type of scenario, this is your natural response. This is what, how you're supposed to be responding. You will think for the person, what should we be doing? How do we help him out? And you should then reassure him of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Don't then make him despondent. You're a write-off. You're a betrayal. Don't make him feel like that. Don't make him feel despondent. Rather, reassure him of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Come right, make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for you. But why must you become despondent? When Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, why should you become despondent? So reassure him of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Number three, he says that make dua for that person, like how we have done. And number four, la tu'in ash-shaytana ala akhik. And you don't support shaytan against your brother. If you're going to be embarrassing him, disgracing him, humiliating him, then he perhaps may act negatively. He may go negative. He may become obstinate. He may become stubborn in his ways. But that was partly because of your approach, how you approach the whole situation. So you do this when you see one of your brothers in crisis. Allah grant us tawfiq. Thank you.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سميع سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله أجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة